Still looking for that first win. Wicklow tomorrow, I suppose, it's one of your remaining two home games, I suppose. And the reality is, I suppose, you look at your home games and they're penciled in at the start of the year as games that, well, certainly you could do with winning.
Yeah, that's it. We looked at our three home games, Kildare, Wicklow and then Warwickshire at home. And those are the games that we're really going to target to try and... We try to make Letterkenny a tough place to come, and we did that with Kildare for maybe 50 minutes, and then they pulled away in the last 10-15. But yeah, we'll be definitely looking at tomorrow as one that we can compete and be in the mix, in the last 5-10 minutes. And
yeah.
As you say,
I suppose if last year is anything to go by, given what you ran them pretty close up in Aucklin in their own backyard last year, you know, you'd be hoping that the gap is narrowing all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And I know, like, obviously both teams will be kind of up a few players, down a few players, and the teams change from year to year. But you know, that'll give us definitely a bit of belief going into tomorrow, and you know, one that we're at that level, and we're there on merit, I suppose, and. It's all a play for tomorrow.
I know, speaking to Mickey McCann at the start of the season, he was a little bit concerned maybe that you were a little later starting than others and hadn't maybe got work done early on. Was it a case of we saw against Kildare the first day out, you know, as you say, the last 10 minutes they pulled away, and Derry got the goals in the second half the last day and pulled away. Is it fitness at the moment, or maybe are you where you'd like to be?
Obviously, you'd always like to be that wee bit fitter and wee bit sharper, but I don't think it was fitness that beat us against Derry. I think we just, Derry upped at a level and we kind of switched off, and that's one thing we spoke about, you know, before we even started the league, was if you make mistakes, you're going to get punished in this league. Teams are, you know, we need to be on our game to be competing, to be in with a shout, and same goes for tomorrow. Like, if we switch off at any stage, you know, these teams won't be making mistakes and they won't give you a second chance. So that's what it's about. But obviously you'd like to be fitter, but, you know, I don't think it's fitness that is weakness.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously it's a new-look Donegal team this year. You know, you have Jamesy Donnelly, Enda McDermott, Kevin Campbell have retired. Davin Flynn, Bernard Rafferty and Jared Gilmore aren't there for other reasons. That's a third of the team gone from last year. So it's a big transition, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. You've still some of the old hands there, some of the boys that have been about a long time, you know, Joe and Danny and Sean McVeigh have been knocking about, you know, for the last 10 years, maybe more. But the young lads, in fairness, I'm still fairly new to the setup myself, but you can see younger players coming in. There's a couple of great lads there from Buncrana and Letterkenny and St Unions, and they're flying, like, and they're mad keen, they're eager. So maybe what you're losing in experience, you're making up for a wee bit of enthusiasm, and you know, they're really showing well at training, and hopefully that'll start transferring now in the games.
Yeah, the week break, it probably was a timely one, especially after that defeat to Derry. You needed maybe a little bit of time to regroup.
Yeah, we needed to just go back to basics and training, like, and that's one thing Gabriel focused on this week. So in the last 2 weeks, was we made so many simple, really, really basic errors, and Derry punished us, and that was it. So we kind of, it was good to get the break, regroup again, and kind of get a chat about, you know, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves or whatever, but it was good to kind of back a bit of hard work and every man shoulder to the wheel.
Yeah, you have Wicklow tomorrow, and then you're away to Down, and you're at home to Warwickshire. Warwickshire seem to be the team struggling this year.
Yeah, they've. I'm just looking at their team from the first two league games, and it's completely different from the team that we played in the Nicky Rackard final last year. You're there, obviously, location-wise, they're in a bad spot because, you know, the boys change, work all the time, and they're probably a huge turnover of players. But, look, they'll be hard to beat. They'll be coming over, and, you know, I think it's still the same management in place, so they'll be looking to get one over on us from last year. But it's our job to bring them Letterkenny and get a win.
Yeah. You know, even if you don't win tomorrow and you beat Warwickshire, it's still not the end of the world. You're into a playoff then, isn't that the case? And I was speaking to Mickey McCann during the week. He says that's the one thing he wants to avoid, is a playoff.
Yeah, that's it. Like, we were, even though we had two wins under our belt, been into the last game of the league last year against Armagh, and it came down to win at all costs, game two, and if we lost, we were going to be in a playoff. So this year, we're stumbling our way a wee bit through the league. So if it comes to a playoff, it comes to a playoff, but that's one thing that you would want to avoid. It's another game, but you want to be staying in this league. That's where you're going to learn the most, and that's where you're going to get the best out of players.
Yeah. So really up for tomorrow?
Yes, definitely. So Wicklow got one over on us last year, and we felt that was one that kind of got away, because when it came to the league table, you know, after the five games, we were only out on score difference, you know, on a league final last year. So we kind of thought that Wicklow was the game that kind of, you know, we could have got something out of it. So we'll definitely be all guns blazing tomorrow night.